there's already a federal limit on how much lead can be in the paint on kids' toys. But lead can also be in places you might not expect, like plastic parts of toys. The new law puts a limit on lead in any part of a toy, but the law won't take effect until February 10th. So that means toys that you can buy now can legally have very high levels of lead embedded in them. Mike Schreiberg is with the Ecology Center. It's an environmental group that's been testing toys for lead. He has an analyzer that tells you what elements are in a toy. In this case, a plastic building block.
And so when I look at the results here, this orange block has 3,000, over 3,000 parts per million of lead. Now, remember, this will be illegal to be on the shelves in February. It's legal now because the lead's not in the paint. It's embedded in the plastic.
Babies and little kids' brains and bodies are still developing. Since they tend to put toys in their mouths, they're really vulnerable to damage from lead.
There is no safe level of lead in blood. Pediatricians have said that a little bit of lead causes a little bit of brain damage, and a lot of lead causes a lot of brain damage. So we think that toys shouldn't be involved in causing any amount of brain damage.
Mike Schreiberg says there's no way to know just by looking which toys have lead and which ones don't. But he says children's jewelry is by far the worst. They found it's 5 times more likely to have lead than other toys. He says simpler toys, such as unpainted wooden toys, tend to be safer.
Just to be clear, there is no surefire rule.
Schreiberg's group has tested 1,500 toys this year, and they put the results up on their website, healthytoys.org. The group found about 1 in every 5 toys still has lead. Mattel and Hasbro say they're carefully testing their toys this year. And retailers such as Toys R Us and Walmart are also testing toys. The National Retail Federation did not return calls for comment. The National Association of Manufacturers did not want to comment for this story. But in a recent Wall Street Journal article, a spokesperson for the trade group said when the new lead law goes into effect, billions of dollars in inventory could be lost. 3 billion toys are sold in the U.S. each year. So who's going to make sure all of those toys comply with the new law? A small government agency. Julie Valise is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
The CPSC always has investigators in the field looking for products that are in violation of safety standards. Now, it is a big market, and we do have limited resources, but we have a systematic way of going about looking for violations, and we will be doing that come February 10th.
Last year, the New York Times reported that just one man named Bob was responsible for testing toys for safety. Agency officials say that's not true. They say many people test toys. We asked how many. We asked repeatedly. We wanted to know the exact number of people who test toys for lead, but they refused to tell us. Congress has promised more money for more toy testers, but that hasn't happened yet. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says actually industry has the biggest responsibility here. The agency says when the new toy law goes into effect in February, it'll be up to the manufacturers, the retailers, and the importers to make sure the toys they're selling are not in violation of the new lead law. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.